Man corrupted this world and filled it with violence. So we must be destroyed.
A great flood is coming. We build a vessel to hold the innocent.
Mother! What is... them!
Yeah, in case you weren't able to pick up on it, Marcy, that was the trailer from the film Noah, starring Russell Crowe and Anthony Hopkins. But it's not the only movie based on a Bible story set to come out this year. In fact, Hollywood is making more movies with Christian themes this year than in the last 11 years combined. And that's led to the unofficial declaration that 2014 is the year of the Bible in Hollywood. Robert Thompson is a television and pop culture professor at Syracuse University in New York, and he's been watching Hollywood since the 1980s. Robert, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me. These aren't all just Christian themes either. Noah was around way before Christ.
True. Why this infatuation with Bible picks this year?
Well, my thinking is, why not? I mean, these things have been successful. I remember as a kid, seeing, they were on TV by that time, but Spartacus and Samson and Delilah and the Ten Commandments and Ben-Hur, which was made both as a color sound film as well as a black and white silent film. I mean, these films have been traditionally very, very popular for really for the entire duration of the history of cinema, and for good reason. There are some rip-roaring good stories in both the Hebrew scriptures of what's called the Old Testament and the New Testament as well, Noah being a perfect example. I mean, you've got this population that does all this sinful stuff, and then they all get completely flooded except for seven humans and a whole bunch of animals. What could be more cinematic? I swear the people that wrote the Old Testament must have had CGI in mind when they wrote it.
Well, going back to Intolerance, D.W. Griffith.
That's exactly right, yeah.
What does this boomlet in movies with biblical themes mean about what filmmakers think about the audience?
Well, I think probably a lot of this little boom now is the result of the extraordinary success of The Bible, that miniseries on the History Channel. That did so well, and I think people thought, oh, okay, well, if that did so well, it's time to return to that source of already promoted storytelling. One could say, oh, well, it might, some people are saying it reflects some kind of return to a more traditional religious values and that kind of thing. But we've got to see whether these movies actually show that. They may not necessarily. The miniseries The Bible was a pretty traditional thing, but some of these religious themes films we've had in the past have actually sometimes upset, sometimes very much upset people of traditional religious values. Last Temptation of Christ was one of the things that galvanized what we would later call the culture wars.
What upcoming so-called Bible pick are you most excited about?
Well, I guess I always like to see lots of animals get into a really, really big boat. I don't know if you
What's
remember.
What's not to like?
Steve Carell in Evan Almighty, which was a sequel to Bruce Almighty, where he gets this vision that he's supposed to build build an ark, and it was a really funny, I think, really kind of sweet sweet show. Ridley Scott doing Exodus. I think that's what got Aaron Paul and Christian Bale signed up for it. I think it's a good time to do Exodus again and talk about a lot of really spectacular things happening. Seas get parted, plagues fall, and all of the rest of it. And then the Pontius Pilate project. I'm surprised we haven't that hasn't been something that's been explored a lot more. I mean, that story told from the perspective of Pontius Pilate is, I think, a spectacular idea.
Who would play Pontius?
I think we've got a person. Hold on. Let me look at my list of...
I hope it's a person. I don't want a CGI Pontius. I mean, they got to...
No, I don't
they
think
go
Pixar
with,
is doing
with,
the...
With an actor. You know, it's so interesting, all these biblical films, because Hollywood is sort of anathema to many religious people. They think that's the sewer pit of anti-religiosity. Why
okay,
does
first
Hollywood...
First, I have to answer your question. Brad Pitt as Pontius Pilate.
Oh, Brad Pitt.
Okay, sorry. Now I'll go back to your... Christian Bale is the Moses in Exodus, and Russell Crowe, of course, as Noah. These these Old Testament folks are some handsome looking fellows.
They sure are. Well, do you think this will redeem Hollywood in the view of the Christians, who sort of see it as really representing all of the opposite of what their ideals are, what their goals are?
Well, it depends. I mean, I think when we say the word Christians, we are including a vast number of people, not all of whom have that stereotyped idea of Hollywood, but some of whom do. I mean, there is a sense, I think, a lot of people that, you know, Hollywood is filled with godless communists. Matter of fact, they used to call them that during the age of the HUAC investigations and that kind of thing. No, I don't know that a couple of films like this is going to shift that. But there were certainly a lot of people who didn't like Hollywood in general who really liked, for example, The Passion of Christ, which was a very controversial film, and a lot of people felt very differently about that. But every now and again, you'll get a big Hollywood film. The Chronicles of Narnia is another example that people who normally don't like Hollywood will give them a reluctant nod of approval for. And tell me these things are new. I mean, I'm thinking in my growing up, Godspell, followed by Jesus Christ Superstar, followed by Last Temptation, followed by Passion of the Christ, somewhere in there, Donny Osmond as Joseph in the amazing Technicolor Green.
I forgot all about that.
Which was a really nice movie version of that Broadway play, I thought. I mean, these... for one thing, we all know these stories, no matter how we were raised or what religion we are. These are part of the stories of Western and American civilization, and we can't get away from the fact that they are really exciting stories, a lot of exciting, sexy, R-rated stuff happens throughout these books.
Robert Thompson, thanks for talking to us about Bible Flicks.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Robert Thompson, television and pop culture professor at Syracuse University in New York. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.